Hi, and welcome to another podcast from The Human Diver, where we are looking to apply counter-errorism techniques in diving. By that we mean human factors and non-technical skills. Our goal is to give you the knowledge and skills so that your dives are safer and more enjoyable. The podcast is a mixture of short podcasts based on the blogs we have and longer podcasts, which will be interviews or discussion topics. Show notes will be provided so you can dig deeper if you want. Ready to jump in? This article will give you, the diver, a basic idea of what situation awareness is, why it is important, and how to recognize when it has been lost. Note that we don't really lose situation awareness, we just have our attention focused somewhere which may mean we are not aware of other things that might be important and or relevant. The main aim is to give you some tools to gain and improve your situation awareness. What is situation awareness? Micah Ensley, who has done a great deal of research on this subject, produced this simple model for describing it. Perception. Just raw data coming into our brain via our senses. While this could be things we taste, smell, hear, or feel through touch. The majority of data comes in via our eyes. Our eyes see billions of little bits of information, and our brain automatically filters it according to what it thinks is relevant. Comprehension. We make sense of that data to work out what it means right now. This is affected by our previous experience, memories, training, and stories we've heard from others. Projection. What is going to happen next? We've perceived and comprehended something, but this final layer of situation awareness is what separates novices from experts. The more mental models we have that we gain from training and experience, both our own and learning from others, the greater our ability to make better predictions about the future. Here is an example of this process in action at my local shore site, which is in an estuary and only really diveable at slack high water. Occasionally, after we've been in the water for a while, the water upstream will start to look murkier. Perception. This means that the tide has turned and the relatively dirty water from upstream has started to flow through the estuary to the sea. Comprehension. The more experience and knowledge we have about this situation, the more mental models we have and the better equipped we are to respond. Projection. How much rain has there been recently? The more rain, the dirtier the water will become due to runoff into the rivers upstream. Is it a very high tide? If so, then the current will pick up quickly and the visibility may get worse rapidly. We might need to keep our buddy closer than we normally would. We might want to take a different route back to the exit that is affected by the tidal change later. Knowledge and experience help our ability to predict what may happen next. Why is situation awareness important? Research done in the world of aviation during the 1990s found that problems with situation awareness were a leading causal factor of mishaps and accidents as opposed to problems with decision making or flight skills. While little, if any, formal research has been done directly on this subject in the world of diving, there is no reason to suspect the findings would be any different. Therefore, if you can improve your own situation awareness and that of your team, you are less likely to have bad outcomes. There are a few ways we know we've lost situation awareness. One is that we are surprised by something or something happens that we weren't anticipating. For example, after we look up from spending a minute or so photographing an interesting fish, our buddy, who was right next to us, is nowhere to be seen. Another is by receiving conflicting information. For example, navigating a well-known site by pilotage, your compass is telling you you're heading north, but you're convinced the shelf you're swimming along is orientated east-west. We may feel confusion, such as while swimming on a wreck towards the bow in poor visibility. For some reason, we instead find ourselves at the stern. Or you could have a bad gut feeling, which is when something is telling us that this doesn't feel right, but we're not sure why. It is worth noting that the first three examples happen after you've already lost situation awareness. You just don't realize until it's already gone. The last point happens in real time. So if you do find yourself having a bad gut feeling, stop and assess before moving on. There is no magic pill to make our brains better at situation awareness. The phrase "pay more attention" also isn't very helpful, as our attention span is limited. What we can do is try and figure out what we should be paying attention to and when. The following four things can help. Number one, briefings. Before diving, brief with your team. This helps with awareness by sharing information before the dive about things like hand signals. If we talk about likely hand signals before the dive, it won't be confusing when we see those hand signals underwater. Also, gases. If our buddy has less than us at the start, we won't be surprised when they reach their turnaround gas before us if we have similar consumption rates. Also, if they have a different nitrox blend, we won't be confused when they finish their deco before or after us. And talk about our aim. What people are wanting to get out of the dive. If we know that our buddy wants to photograph an octopus, we won't get confused or even frustrated when we see them looking into every little nook and cranny they can find. Number two, gain experience. Go diving and get some variety. The more experience we have in different environments, different depths, different levels of visibility and current, the better equipped we'll be to deal with novel situations. We'll have more mental models to use to comprehend what is going on now, and more importantly, project what is going to happen next. Number three, practicing technical skills. Skills like DSMB deployment, accurate buoyancy and trim, and emergency drills. By perfecting our technical skills, they become second nature and allow us more free capacity to pay attention to other things which may be crucial in an emergency scenario. And number four, debriefings with constructive feedback. We can expand our knowledge base and improve our mental models more quickly if we share our experiences with others after diving, talk about things that went wrong and how to fix them, and also talk about what went well and importantly, why it went well. Stories are not just stories. They are the best invention ever created for delivering mental models that drive behavior. These stories and lessons will feed into future briefings, and so the cycle continues. As a final note, as a way of keeping situation awareness during dives, try and get into habits and routines. If we deliberately check our computer every couple of minutes, look at our buddy at regular intervals, read our SPG, and work out how much gas we should have when we read it in 5 minutes' time, then these routines will start to become automatic and will happen without us thinking about them. This reduces the likelihood of us being surprised or confused. Developing these habits might take effort to start with, but will quickly become normal. In summary, just because we see or sense something, it doesn't mean we know what it means at the time. More importantly, we may not know what it means for the future. In the context of situation awareness, the main difference between novices and experts is that experts are better able to predict the future and therefore are better able to avoid bad outcomes. Research from other fields has taught us that problems with situation awareness are often causal factors in accidents and mishaps. Therefore, the more we can do to improve our awareness, the more likely we are to avoid bad things happening to us and our dive team. Go diving to keep building experience and keep practicing technical skills. By perfecting technical skills, it enables us to have more capacity to absorb information. We can have more situation awareness. Brief to set the team up for success. Debrief to learn from each other. The more mental models we gain from telling stories in debriefs, the more awareness we'll have, and the better equipped we'll be in future to make good decisions and avoid bad outcomes. Let's do all we can to improve our situation awareness. Strive to be experts. Thanks for listening to this podcast. If you'd like to know more about what was discussed in this episode, head over to the Human Diver website at thehumandiver.com, where you will find details about our education programs, the If Only documentary, the book Under Pressure, and the many, many blogs we have published there. If you think others should listen and learn, consider sharing the link. Thank you.